I do not own the rights to this music. And I must tell you, my mom loved this song, and she loved Pharrell. She didn't know anything about Pharrell other than the song, but she loved him. And so whenever I hear that song, it makes me think of my mom. She would always be happy. She was a pretty happy lady. And so that song, just she just thought it was just the coolest song. Well, welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I'm your host, Barbara J. Faison. We are here as we are every day with our crew in the meditation group, which is called A Slice of Silence, your daily online meditation group. We have in the house today, Yvette, and we have Andrea Bitula. We have Yolanda and her hubby, AJ. And 1, 2, 3. Am I missing someone? It says 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I guess that is 6. Okay. It says we have 6 people in, and so I'm grateful for your presence. We're going to get ready to get started. Remember, we are thriving today and every day, and our Thrive card says, take all you have inside and stretch, and it shows a different angle of a tree looking up as the tree is spreading its branches. And we know that a tree has strong foundation. So this, to me, this practice of doing this every day is a way to strengthen our foundation as we continue to grow and stretch. And that's what it's all about. So if you would get comfortable, if you are in the bed, just stay on your back, hopefully. And if you are seated, get that booty all the way up in the chair. And we begin to meditate. We will start our meditation with a song. With a song. Oh, gosh. With a sound. You do not want me singing. And I will guide you during the meditation. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome in. Welcome in. We're just about to get started. And so I'm going to pull from our wisdom card deck today by Louise Hay. And we'll use that as our guidance for the meditation. They're usually pretty on point for us. They are for me. And I have people text me and send me messages to say, that call was for me. And I'm thinking to myself, you and me and probably just about everybody in the group. So, but nothing is falling out. I'm just going to pull. There are 64 cards in this deck. And so I'm just going to pull one of the cards. See what we have for today. This card is, I am motivated by love. Resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear come from blaming others and not taking responsibility for my own experiences. I am motivated by love. Resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear come from blaming others and not taking responsibility for my own experiences. So that's what we'll meditate on today. And for people that are new, one of the things we've been doing recently is using our voices to tune in and to use as a sound vibration on ourselves. So you can use bowls and different outside objects to have a sound vibration feel, or you can listen to use the own tone of your voice. And so that's what we will likely do today. So if you would get ready to meditate, we will begin. I will guide you in and out of the meditation. And at the end, even after I do this 3 times, please just listen for my directions, because we usually keep our eyes closed until I say open your eyes. So that is how this thing works. So we're going to get ready to meditate. So come on in and meditate with me. Thank you for joining me. And remember, y'all, it ain't that serious. Just relax. All right, let's go. We begin by taking 3 deep breaths from the bottom of our belly. We breathe in, hold at the top for a brief moment, and then exhale with a loud sigh. So breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And our last breath in together. Breathe in and out. And now just breathe at your own pace, rate, and rhythm. And let's place one hand right in the center of our heart space, right in the center of our chest, right above our heart, or right in the center, in the middle of our chest. And we just continue breathing. And you can place your other hand there or wherever you feel directed and guided. And just breathing in and out. And whenever we place our hand right in the center of our heart space area, it is a signal to our brain to slow down, to tune in a different way. So we just continue breathing. And we're just connecting, being motivated by love. And you decide what love is for you. For me, love is just wishing the best for anyone, regardless of what it has to do with me. Just sending them the best thoughts and feelings for their lives. And when we are motivated by love, we know that everyone has their own path. They came here with whatever it is that they came to do. That may or may not have anything to do with our plans or desires for them. Being motivated by love, we allow them to be who they are, just as we really want people to allow us to be who we are. And as children, and as parents potentially, and as other people in other people's lives, sometimes we forget that it's their life and we have our life. And so we just want to be connected to the love energy and being motivated by love. So what we'll do is we'll breathe in and we'll breathe out, and we'll use the tone or the word YAM, which is for the heart space, the fourth energy center, also known as the chakra or chakra. YAM, YAM. We'll breathe in, and on our out breath, we'll just say YAM as long as our breath will allow us. And we'll do that a few times. So breathe in. YAM. Breathe in. YAM. Breathe in. YAM. Just continue breathing in and out, feeling the vibration that you just sent through your body. And let's do a couple rounds of our Ho'oponopono, which is our forgiveness practice. It is an ancient Hawaiian healing practice. And the phrases may be used in any direction or any way. They don't have to be done this way, but just follow my lead. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And just connect with your breath and any feelings you may have. And just be grateful for being able to sit and breathe and think and feel, to walk and talk, to eat, to have a roof over your head, to have people to be in practice with, to have employment or soon to have employment, to have clothes. So as we move into our slice of silence where we sit with our own thoughts and feelings, we just give thanks and we just say thank you. And as thoughts come, as they likely will, just simply continue to breathe and say thank you silently or aloud. and I will return shortly. Just breathe and say thank you. Thank you. Continue breathing with your eyes closed. I am safe. I am calm. I choose to be here. I am consciously creating the experiences I desire to live. I am competent, capable, creative, and confident in trusting my inner guidance. I am motivated by love. I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable. The vision for my life is clear and I am excited and ready to move forward. I am connected to a higher power and I trust that everything happens in just the right timing. I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. And I am grateful. Continue breathing with your eyes closed and begin to rub your hands together, bringing a smile to your face and just wiggling around a little bit to start moving and getting some energy back in your body after being still. And now just place one hand right back in the center of your chest and the other hand wherever you picked it up from. Feel that energy in your hands and take a deep breath in and out. And one more breath and we'll end with Om, which is the highest sound in the universe. Breathe in and exhale Om. Breathe in. Open your eyes and continue smiling and know that you have the power to be motivated by love. And just remember, resentment, criticism, guilt, and fear come from blaming others and not taking responsibility for yourself. So I thank you for joining us on the podcast. We'll be here tomorrow. Just as a reminder or something we talked about, but I posted yesterday, we've got a little bit going on this week. On Thursday, we will have, that's tomorrow, our Celebrate Everything, which is where we gather and we just celebrate our lives and the things that we are doing and the people we are experiencing space and time with. And anything we want to share to celebrate ourselves, it's important that we celebrate ourselves, that we recognize and own what we are doing well in this world, because that allows us to stay in a good, high energy, high vibration place. That will be Thursday at 8:30. If you're on the podcast, if you go to Barbara J. Faison, and I'll post the Zoom link. It's a video situation, and it's great because you get to see the people that you're meditating with and hear their voices. So people other than me talk, which is always really cool. And I just love how we come together and do that. And so remember to get out in nature today, to stop and breathe and savor life, and know that it starts with you, it starts with me, one breath, one thought, one deed. Be well.